Trusting God for Today and the Future, a compilation.
I was still struggling with many of the complications and worries that had been making me feel insecure for some time. Then I came across an article about the difference between insurance and assurance, which got me thinking, is God my insurance or my assurance? Having God in our lives is a form of insurance. We know that no matter what happens, He will be with us and bless us for trusting Him. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. We know that all things work together for good to those who love God. But in my day-to-day life, particularly when I'm faced with a decision or a problem, what I want and need even more is assurance for the short term. God gives us that too. He promises us guidance, supply of our needs, and grace and strength in difficult times. He also offers the assurance, I will never leave you nor forsake you. And that is as true in the immediate circumstance as it will ever be. Life is a series of situations and decisions. When we focus on the uncertainties, we become paralyzed. But when we take our problems to God and look to Him in our decision-making, His assurances propel us in the right direction. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, and it will be given to him. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it," whenever you turn to the right hand, or whenever you turn to the left. Who knows what the future will bring? Probably a mix of surprises, successes, setbacks, and some sleepless nights. But through it all, God wants to be both our insurance and our assurance. Insurance in the long term, and assurance in the short. Rose Kahn. The main reason we should trust God is that He is worthy of our trust. Unlike men, He never lies and never fails to fulfill His promises. God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should change His mind. Does He speak and then not act? Does He promise and not fulfill? Unlike men, He has the power to bring to pass what He plans and purposes to do. Isaiah 14:24 tells us, "The Lord Almighty has sworn, surely as I have planned, so it will be, and as I have purposed, so it will stand." Furthermore, His plans are perfect, holy, and righteous, and He works all things together for good, for those who love Him and are called according to His holy purpose. If we endeavor to know God through His Word, we will see that He is worthy of our trust. And our trust in Him will grow daily. To know Him is to trust Him. The more we experience His grace, faithfulness, and goodness, the more we trust Him. God has not made Himself difficult to find or know. All we need to know about God, He has graciously made available to us in the Bible, His holy word to His people. To know God is to trust Him. GotQuestions.org. I stood in front of the busted-up walls, amazed by all I never knew was behind them. Wires, pipes, support beams, insulation, I knew my house would be put back together better than ever. I knew the basic time frame and how beautiful things would eventually be. The busting up part of the renovation didn't bother me. The demolition was not a sign of irreparable problems. It was a sign of intentional progress. But I couldn't say the same about the busted up places of my heart. Not right now. Not yet. When I stood and looked in the mirror, my demolished heart wasn't quite as easy to see as the walls in my house. The brokenness certainly revealed things, but they weren't as easy to identify as pipes and wires. They were strange threads of fear, anxiety, shock, trauma, and distrust. Distrust. There it was, the biggest of all the issues that resided beneath my surface. The ripping open and exposing of my heart had certainly revealed something I needed to see, but didn't dare want to admit. About me, about God, and about my utter lack of trust in Him. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm a Jesus girl through and through. I love studying His Word, doing the right and required things, following Him, and fulfilling my calling. But I wonder why I find myself so very exhausted and anxious and heavy burdened on the inside while singing and quoting verses about the abundant Christian life on the outside. There's a disconnect somewhere between the faith I want and the one I'm living. So how do we rebuild our trust in God? Where do we even begin? I've found the best place to start is in His Word. The truth of God's trustworthy character is evident in every page of Scripture. We see evidence of this truth in the covenant promises God made to Abraham, Moses, and David, and then kept. We see it in His faithfulness to provide for the Israelites during their wilderness wanderings, going before them in a pillar of fire by night and a cloud by day, resting in the midst of their presence in the tabernacle, providing them manna to eat. And there was one thing God did that outshines every other example of His trustworthy nature. God was faithful to the promise He made to Adam and Eve by crushing the head of the serpent as He sent His own Son to earth to die the death we should have died. Jesus reigns victorious over sin and death. This is why the psalmist could truthfully declare in Psalm 111:7, "The works of His hands are faithful and just. All His precepts are trustworthy." The Hebrew word for trustworthy in this verse comes from the root word aman and encapsulates loyalty and faithfulness. It tells of dependability, all characteristics that are true and evident in God. In one sentence, the psalmist declared that all of God's works are faithful and filled with justice. Therefore, He is trustworthy. This is how we stop resisting God's ways. This is where we start finding a more grounded faith, renovated hearts, and a strengthened trust in God like never before. We look to His Word for the truth of His faithfulness. Because when we remember His faithfulness, we come to believe that because God is faithful, He can be trusted. Lisa Turkhurst. I am an awesome God. Who but I could be everywhere at every time, ceaselessly working on your behalf? It amazes you that one so great as I would care about the many details of your life. Yet I do. When you ponder these glorious truths, you feel safe, knowing that you are never alone. When you don't keep these truths before you, you fall back into your default mode, straining and striving, as if outcomes were totally up to you. What you really need is to keep me always before you, not just truths about me. It's so easy for my children to confuse knowledge of me with knowing me experientially. The Apostle Paul understood this distinction. He wrote about needing power through my spirit to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is my love, love that surpasses knowledge. Knowing me is so much more than an activity of the mind. It is largely a matter of trusting me. Sometimes you are keenly aware of my presence. At other times, this awareness is minimal or even absent. When you feel alone, you need to rely on your trust in me. Continue to live and communicate as if I am with you, because I am. I have promised I will never leave you or forsake you. Instead of running after other gods when you feel needy, concentrate on coming nearer to me. No matter what is happening, trusting me and drawing close to me are your best strategies for living well. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.